Well, here we go. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Bible. This is a Bible. Okay? We're going to start there. Seattle, you can't assume anything. This is a Bible. It's a great book. In fact, it is 66 books. It is a library of books, and if you've read it, it's not in chronological order. It is organized like a library by genre of literature. So there's law and history and prophets and poetry, and there are gospels, which are biographies of Jesus, and epistles, which are letters written to New Testament Christian churches. About 75% of the Bible by volume is the Old Testament. About 25% is the New Testament. It's all about Jesus, leading up to Jesus, and then explaining the implications of Jesus' birth and life and death and burial and resurrection. You may hear it referred to as Scripture, which means writing, or Bible, which means books. When you hear Holy Book, Holy Bible, that's what it's talking about. It's written over the course of more than 1,000 years, upwards of 1,500 years, by roughly 40 authors in three different languages. It's the best-selling book of all time, been translated into more languages than any book in the history of the world. The Old and the New Testament are inextricably connected. The New Testament quotes the Old Testament about 300 times and alludes to it with people and places and events and terms about roughly 4,000 times. As you open the Bible as well, you may note that there are chapter and verse divisions. The chapters were added in the 1200s. The verses were added by a researcher in Paris in about the year 1551. Those were not originally part of the inspired text. They were later additions, and the reason is so that we can find our place in Scripture, just for the same reason that your residence has an address, so that people can find you. That's why we have, I think it's 31,178 or 9 verses in your English Bible, with references, chapters and verses, to help us find these places in Scripture.